Holy Gospel appointed for the third Sunday of Easter, as we continue to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 24, verses 36 through 49. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened, and thought they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they were still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it, and he ate before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, on this third Sunday of Easter, as we continue to celebrate with joy the resurrection of Jesus, you challenge us again not to be troubled, not to have doubts in our minds and in our hearts about the resurrection of Jesus, to believe in it with all of our heart, mind and soul, that he has risen and is alive, just as he told us, "See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see." Now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 24. With special attention to verses 38 through 40. And Jesus said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the risen Lord and risen King, if I were to ask you this morning, are you troubled about something? What would you say right now? Yes, are you troubled about something this morning? Perhaps a serious problem or disappointment in your own family? Perhaps concern about your health or your finances. Concerned about your children, your grandchildren, and what is going to happen to them after we leave and enter the kingdom of heaven. Whatever it is, sometimes we are troubled about many things, aren't we? Yes, we are. We might even be tempted, just like the disciples, to believe that Jesus has also abandoned us and forsaken us. Tempted, just like the disciples, not to believe that Jesus has risen and that He is alive. And when we are troubled about many things in life, we also become startled and frightened, and we react just like the disciples did. As far as the disciples were concerned, Jesus had not risen. He was dead. And as a consequence of that, the disciples really felt that Jesus had abandoned them, that Jesus had forsaken them. Jesus did not become their new victorious King of the Jews as they had expected when He came into the city of Jerusalem and everyone shouted at the top of their lungs, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Instead, Jesus allowed Himself to be put to death on the cross, the death of a common criminal that He did not deserve, when they shouted also at the top of their lungs, "Crucify Him! Crucify Him! Away with this man!" As a matter of fact, the disciples were filled with a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, as they talked about these things that had just happened to Jesus, their Savior, their Master, a few days ago on Good Friday, as He died on that cross. So as they were talking about these events, suddenly Jesus stands among them and says, "Peace to you." And then He asked the question, "Why are you troubled? Why do doubts arise in your hearts?" And what was the response by the disciples? They stood still and said absolutely nothing. Instead, they were startled, terrified. And why? Because they saw a spirit or a ghost and didn't recognize Jesus standing before them. As a matter of fact, this was Jesus' fourth appearance to them, and yet they were still in what? Denial of the resurrection. So Jesus stood among them and confronted them. And He said, "See my hands, my feet, that it is I, myself. Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have. Yes, see my hands. See my feet." Just like Thomas, Jesus showed them again the scars in His hands, the scars in His feet, to prove to them that He was indeed alive as the risen and glorified Jesus. As a matter of fact, we read in our text that when He said this, He showed them His hands and His feet, and yet they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling. The New International Version of the Bible has a better translation. They still did not believe it because of joy and amazement. In other words, even though Jesus showed them His scars in His hands and the scars in His feet, they were still taken aback, so to speak, and did not believe that Jesus was alive. It took them a little while to grasp the reality of His presence before them as the glorified and risen Jesus. And as they were still grasping the reality of His resurrection, Jesus doesn't rebuke them again for a second time for their lack of faith. "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your minds? No, instead, Jesus asked them the question, have you anything to eat? Interesting, isn't it? Have you anything to eat? Perhaps as the Son of Man, in his humanity, just like one of us, he was hungry and needed something to eat. So what did the disciples do? They offered him a piece of broiled fish, and Jesus took it and ate it before them. And after having eaten, then Jesus rebuked them a second time, reminding them of what he had told them before his crucifixion and death on the cross. This is what Jesus said. Listen to it carefully. These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. It had to happen so that Jesus could become our Savior, to save us from our sins. And then Jesus went on to say, as he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, to explain exactly what the Old Testament prophecy was all about, this crucified and risen Savior. He said to them, thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead. Not only that, but that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations of the world, beginning in Jerusalem. In other words, he told his disciples, you have touched me, you have seen me with your own eyes, now go and proclaim the good news as witnesses of the gospel that I, Jesus, have risen and that I am indeed alive. Yes, you will be my witnesses as you stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high when the Holy Spirit comes to you on Pentecost Day, which would happen 50 days later after Jesus' resurrection. Remember these words in the book of Acts? And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Now what about us? What about you and me again? Are we troubled this morning? And do doubts arise in our hearts and in our minds? Are we also startled and frightened? If we're honest with ourselves again this morning, the answer is yes. Sometimes, just like the disciples, we are troubled about many things in life. We also have our doubts. Sometimes. And we question, especially when bad things happen to us. And we do wonder whether or not God still loves us and cares about us and what happens to us at the end of the day. We also have our moments of fear, and we're afraid of many things. This is especially true, and I see it all the time, when we experience serious problems and disappointments in our own family, in the circle of our friends, and sometimes even here at church. It is then that we need to hear Jesus say to us this morning, see my hands, my feet, that is I, myself, touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have. As a matter of fact, that's precisely what we're going to do as we approach again the Holy Sacrament of our Lord, as we kneel at the altar.
Jesus says, take and eat, this is my body given for you. Take and drink, this is my blood shed for you for the remission of all of your sins. Yes, Jesus touches us with his body and his blood in the Holy Sacrament. Yes, every time we partake of the Holy Sacrament, Jesus forgives us of all of our sins. And he promises the gift of eternal life one day in the kingdom of heaven. And we need to hear the good news of the gospel every time we come to church on Sunday morning. Our sins are forgiven, and we can go in peace. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit. Every time we are troubled, we have doubts, we have questions, we're afraid, so that Jesus can literally touch us with His hands and His feet. What He experienced on the cross, His suffering and death for our sins. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. Were we listening? Out of the tomb, Jesus came with grace and majesty. God loves us so. See here my hands, his feet, his side. Yes, we know Jesus is alive. And that's the good news this morning. As we continue to worship Him, praise Him, and thank Him for being who He is, our best friend, our Savior, our Lord, our Messiah. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit, be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. As we believe and confess that Jesus has risen and that Jesus is alive. Amen.